This is a one-minute test. This is fascinating, and I don't put a whole lot of stock in it, but I do believe there's some, what's the word I'm looking for? Legitimacy. How many animals can you name in a minute? Now, if you think that this is, well, this is how you keep kids occupied in the backseat of the car, it is. However, there were scientists in the United Kingdom who asked 136 adult volunteers to play this game. They said, how many animals can you name in 1 minute? They stumbled upon a way to detect early stage dementia. Now, dementia is kind of a very broad word that essentially means some type of impairment, organically based. You know, when a doctor has used that term with one of your elderly relatives, well, we think there's beginning stages of dementia. And you say, doctor, is that Alzheimer's? Dementia is a broader term. Dementia can be caused by many, many, many things. Much of the time, in the popular mind, it is a deteriorating condition that's irreversible. There are small strokes going on. There is reduction in blood supply. There are metabolic problems. There is, and the most common source of dementia is probably Alzheimer's. People with early Alzheimer's, I guess they had been diagnosed separately. I don't know the specifics of the study. Named an average of 10 to 15 animals within the time allowed. Healthy adults, however, listed 20 to 25. Now, that's half. The Alzheimer group listed half. While the Alzheimer group thought of everyday words such as cat or dog, they left out others that aren't used quite as often, such as zebra. The pattern was so consistent that the researchers correctly identified ill patients based solely on their word lists. Now, this is fascinating because I have had experience consulting in geriatric centers. And as the on-the-spot psychologist, one of the things I had to do was to kind of give a mini mental status exam. I had to sort of find out just very, very roughly where this person is cognitively. And I had not heard of this. I think it's fascinating. If I were to ask you, okay, now we're beginning 1 minute right now. And in the next minute, name as many animals as you can name. It's fascinating that folks with beginning Alzheimer's must have enough cerebral deficits up there. There's enough damage beginning up there that they simply can't, they're not as efficient. They can't go to the places where these memories are stored. There's breakdown in their retrieval system. They just can't get there. And they're less likely to retrieve a word like giraffe or an animal like aardvark. It's not on the tip of their tongue. Now, if you were to ask them, what's an aardvark? They'd tell you, because where the memories are stored is probably several places in the brain. But to simply get there on their own, fascinating early assessment shows you that it can be very subtle. And we've talked about this on this program. People will call in and say, you know, I'm not sure if my grandmother is just getting meaner in her old age or she's starting to suffer some very slight beginning stages of organic deterioration. Well, I don't know if you could actually ask her to name animals, but this kind of shows the subtlety of it all.